In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. As we mentioned last week, the first two Sundays of the blessed month of Hathor, the readings is the parable of the sower. And today we will be meditating on the second kind of soil, that is the stony soil that did not allow also the fruit, the plant to bring fruit. And we hear the Lord say about the reason why. He said, and because they had no root, they withered away. What is the root? What we come to our mind when we speak about the root? The root of the plant, it is the hidden part of the plant. And also it is the feeding part. And also it is the part that keeps the plant in place. If there is no roots, then this plant will die, and any wind will take it away. And also this part is usually hidden. Nobody sees it. Everybody sees only the fruits, the thing which is from outside. This root is very important. It's very crucial for any plant to grow. It should have roots. Then what is the root for, like, to be like related to us? How can we prepare the earth, that is our heart, to allow the word of God to bring, to make roots in our hearts in order for us to be nourished and sustained in the times of tribulation? First of all, we have to focus in the inside, the part which is hidden in the heart of all of us. Our focus usually is on the outside, how we look before others, how people perceive us, how we like can make friends, how we get approval and acceptance from the people around us, how maybe we get a word of admire or like people praise us. But usually this part which is hidden, the root is neglected by most of us most of the time. Always allow yourself to look inside and examine how is the word of God is doing inside you. Examine your heart, that is the soil, very carefully. Be very meticulous in looking inside. We are very good in making the mistakes in the people around us. It's very easy to say, this person is not dressed well, this person is saying something which is not right, this person is not praying in the right way. But it is very difficult, very, very difficult to look inside and see where we are, where we stand, how can we measure ourselves against the word of God. The people who are so much focused inside, they allow the word of God to bring fruits, to make roots. And then when it make roots, it will sustain us at the times of tribulation. Focus on the inside. The Lord himself said, the kingdom of God is where? It's inside, deeply inside us. With every act of worship, there is something outward and there is something inward. When we pray, there is something seen by everyone. We stand and we raise our hands and we speak out loud, and then we may bow before the altar. It's all outward actions. But where is the thing which is inside? When I'm standing before God, do I feel that I owe him like respect? I should also revere him in my life when nobody's seeing me. When I bow down to the floor, when my head touches the ground, do I feel that I need to humble myself because I am just a mere dust and ashes? I can smell where I came from. It's all outward things, outward practices. Unless we will be attentive to the meaning inside, there is no way the word of God can make roots. And then we will never be able to bring fruits, or we will be sustained in the time of tribulation. Another thing how we can allow the word of God to make roots in our lives is, as the Lord said, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. The second secret word is your room. Be always focused on your room. What do we do when we are by ourselves in our homes? Yes, we come to the church on Sunday. This is very good. We honor the God in his house. This is something which is very important. But what happens when we are in our rooms? Do we have this relationship in our rooms? Do we have these doors closed in order for us to sanctify times for prayer? Or what we do when we go home? Is it only the TV that takes our attention? Is it only the struggle and the debates and the arguments and what we buy, what we sell, what we're going to eat, when we're going to sleep? If this is what we are concerned, overwhelmed with, if we keep on doing this kind of life, we will never be able to have roots. It's the secret word for any person. If you want to know if you have roots inside you or not, examine yourself. Do you have your room shut? Do you have these times when you stand and pray to God who sees you in the secret place? When we pray in our rooms, nobody sees us. Nobody's going to say a word like to praise us. No, we are not going to be rewarded from any person. We do it only for one reason, that is to communicate with God, to allow Him to have roots. Examine your room, my brother and my sister, and see, do we have these rooms shut, closed, where we stand and bow before God or not? The third way how we should allow the Word of God to have roots inside us is that we be thankful and we forget not all the Lord's benefits. This is stony hearts that do not appreciate God whatsoever will never be able to allow roots to go inside. If I am always resenting and rebelling against God, if I never acknowledge what He is doing in my heart, there is no way His word will go inside me and make roots. Be thankful and never to forget His benefits. How many times we were in tribulations and in hard time, and He delivered us out of it as He did with the Israelites and passed with them the Red Sea. How many times we asked about something and we felt desperate to have it, and when the Lord gave it to us, we just forget everything. As if like we start a new beginning with Him today. What is in the past, let us start today. What are you going to do to me today? If I was never, I'm not able to be thankful to God, there is no way I can have roots. My stony heart will never allow the Word of God to extend and make roots. Be thankful and forget not all the Lord's benefits. Number four, in order for us to allow the Word of God to have roots, build the experience and live with it. Build your own experience with God. Sometimes we only know about God what the people communicates to us. We only know about God what the church is telling us about. God is merciful, God is compassionate, God is just. But what do you say about Him? The Lord asked His disciples what the people says about me, and then He turned it to them and asked, what do you say about me? What is your experience with me? And so Simon witnessed and said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. What do you say about the Lord with you? How can you talk about Him? What do you say when I ask you, when God asks you, what do you know about me? What will be the answer? I know about God only in the books. Have your own experience and build this experience, and not only this, but live with it. What you learned about God, apply it in your life. If you believe, you examined or you experienced that God is merciful, then you owe Him thanksgiving. If you know that God is just, then you have to be very careful with every word you say. If you know and believe and you experience it that God is there for those people who ask Him, then we will never stop praying. Build the experience. Have your own first-hand experience with God. This is the only way you can have roots inside you. Other than this, we will keep only know God from what the people says about Him. We hear about Him that God is merciful. Good. We go to the workplace or our schools and we hear that God does not exist. Maybe. Then we will be always like this. We are shaken because we don't have our own experience. We don't have roots. Also, for us to have roots, we have to acquire one heart free from hypocrisy. The deceptive thing about virtue is sometimes we want to show virtue, to show fruits, without having roots. Then what we do, we wear masks. It's very easy that I can come and claim before the people that I am so and so and so. But in the reality, I am not as so as at all. The good example about those people who tried to show fruits without having roots was Ananias and Sapphira. In the book of Acts chapter 5, we read about these two couples who went to the apostles and said that we sold our land and we are bringing the money to the church. What they were trying to do? They were trying to show fruits of being righteous, charitable, giving, sacrificing, but inside them, this was not the reality. They have double heart. I know whom I am, and meanwhile, I'm trying to show to others another picture. This heart, this easy solution, will never allow the Word of God to have roots. We see even in the current world that we are living at, the people is not only faking fruits, actually some of them is faking gifts from the Holy Spirit. They are saying that we are casting out demons. We are making miracles. We are healing people who are sick. And meanwhile, there is no roots whatsoever. They are not only faking fruits, they are faking gifts of the Spirit. How deceivable is this kind of practices? If you want to have roots inside you, free your heart from hypocrisy. Live and try to live as you know yourself. I am a sinner. When we say it, we remember that this is the truth. We are not only saying this to gain from the people praise or saying how humbled is this person or this servant. So today, my brethren, the Lord is saying that if we don't have roots, we will be withered away. And in order for us to have roots, something should be done for this hidden part to be really coming and growing and bringing to us the nourishment. In order for us to have roots, we have to focus on the inside. We have to go into our room and we have to be thankful. We have to build the experience and we have to acquire one heart. Remember these five words and try to live with it. Let us apply it in our like day-to-day life. Let us try to apply this in this liturgy. We stand and we say with the deacons and we chant with them, don't make this an outward practices. I'm not just doing what the others are doing. Let every word to be like you meditate on it inside. Pray with the word, not only to chant it and see how God is going to allow his word to make roots that is going to nourish you and sustain you in the times of tribulation. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.